remember that? Now, the second part of that question is anybody doing that?
Yes.
Yeah, come on, come on, come on, come on. Well, I feel in my spirit like not enough. So, I'm going to tell you again, we need to praise the Lord. We need to praise the Lord on purpose. Praise the Lord purposefully, every day, all the time. Turn to Psalm 145, and we're going to talk about why praise. Why do we need to praise? Well, we're going to go through a few of those things. But praise isn't because God needs your words of affirmation. Words of affirmation are not His love language. I said words of affirmation are not His love language. He is love. So any language that comes out of Him just spews out love. Right? But praise is a necessary for us, and what we'll see why in just a minute. Psalm 145, verse 1, it says, I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you. I will praise your name forever and ever and ever and ever. Come on. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. Why do we praise Him? Because He's great. He's great. What does that mean? He's great. What does it mean to praise Him? It means, look at, if you have an employee or somebody that, you know, even your child, if all you're doing is telling them everything that they're doing wrong and everything that's wrong and negative, they're going to grow up twisted. But if you can tell them, rather than everything that's wrong, you see them do something good, you want to encourage them, it says that you praise them. Right? Well, God's always doing something good, so we should always praise Him.
Yes.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. God is always doing something good, so we should always praise Him. God is always doing something good for you. For you. All of us collectively, but for you. God is always doing something great. So we need to praise His greatness. Why? Because the more that you lift up His greatness, the more your faith can grow into understanding that there's nothing that you're going through that He can't see you through. That He can't get you through. That at the end of what you're facing, there's going to be victory. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen? I mean, I die and go to be with Jesus. Glory to God. Right? I can't lose. He is great, and He's greatly to be praised. In other words, we're not doing it enough. I'm telling you, praise makes you happy. You start praising Him for a while, it'll change your attitude. Right? It's one thing to listen. I mean, I love listening to the radio and listening to the songs and all of that. That's awesome, but that's not me praising. That's somebody else praising, and I'm just, you know, getting the overflow. Out of my heart, I need to be one that praises Him. Why? Because He's great, and He's been good to me. Right? He's been good to me. I can always find something to be grateful for because He's great, and He's greatly influenced my life. Glory to God. We're here today. He's great. He's done so many good things. Let's go on. One generation shall praise your works to another and shall declare your mighty acts. One of the best ways that you can pass on your faith to the next generation is to praise God for what He's doing for you now. Giving Him the credit for what's going on in your life. Marty and I were talking before service, and she was talking with one of his sons, and she asked him a question of, are you this or are you that? And he didn't give the right answer. Because he didn't give, I'm born again. I've been made right with the Spirit of God. So Marty just began to encourage him, right, to keep seeking, to keep looking because he hasn't got the right answer yet. But in that, her whole family is seeing the difference that Jesus has made in her life. Right? Right? So even in that, when something is happening that's good, or even when we're going through something that doesn't seem good at the time, but to the next generation, we got to keep praise on our lips to the one who's great. Right? I'm letting God shine through all of this. I want to acknowledge who He is. I want to acknowledge what He's done. And I want the next generation to know in our house, praise to God is the thing that sustains us. Praise to God is the thing that, rather than arguing and fighting and fussing with one another, why don't we let praise come out of our lips? Come on. This was just wild and awesome, but yet incredible too. I was at a minister's conference earlier this week, and the main speaker got up, and he came from a home that was full of alcohol. His mother was an alcoholic, and she was a mean drunk. Some of you know what I mean. And so she lived in a house where she was always yelling, always. And he said, my dad was a good dad, a good provider. We lived in an outstanding house, one of the best houses in town, but he was always absent. He said, as a kid, I could never figure out why, but now I know why. He didn't want to be around the alcoholic, right? But anyway, he grew up in this atmosphere, and fast forward, he met his wife, and he was going to propose to her. And he said, well, you know what's coming, but I have a couple of conditions. Before I ask you, I need to inform you this is kind of my expectation. This is what I want. He said, listen, if you want to fight, I'm not your man. I've lived in fighting. I'm not going to live in fighting. One condition. And listen to this other one, because you kind of back off. He says, I want you to tell me that you're going to endeavor to always be in a good mood. Think about that for a minute. You think, well, that's unrealistic. No, that's a choice. He said, and they've been married for over 40 years. He said this. He said, she hits the mark 97% of the time. Our house doesn't allow fighting, and we don't allow bad moods. Well, yeah, but this happened, and so therefore I'm down, and this happened. No, you chose to give in to certain things. And what I'm telling you is praise can counter the effects of what's wrong. The Bible says to put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. I'll just turn the radio on. That's not you putting on the garment. It's good, and it's wonderful to have that going through your house rather than some of the other stuff. Right? But the reality is you and I have to be in the place where praise is on our lips. Hello? Why? Because it will change the atmosphere in our home. But our kids and our grandkids will go, there's something different when I go to Bampa's house. There's peace at Bampa's house because the praise of God is continually on my lips. It's not, I haven't arrived at this, but man, the more I see it, the more I'm reading it, the more I'm meditating on it. I think we've missed it by letting our praise slip. And you may have gotten made fun of her, or you know, oh, there's that Jesus freak again. All he's saying is praise the Lord and praise the Lord and praise the Lord. So, well, yeah, maybe I need to fit in a little bit more. No, you need to stand out. You don't need to fit in. You need to stand out. And it's not praising you and how religious you are, but it's praising the one who saved you and was so gracious to you, and his goodness toward you is just overwhelming. So I will praise the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this now. I will meditate on your glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. Think about it. You ever thought about how good God is, how big God is, and how wonderful God is, and the awness of God? You don't have to look very far. Just move your finger. The fact that I'm telling myself to move my finger and instantly I'm doing it is just a marvel, because the thought has to go from my brain and travel through all the nerves and go to here to make the muscles contract and the bones align to do what I want it to do. God designed that. God designed that. Come on, I'm wonderfully, marvelously made. God designed that, so every time I can move my finger, I should praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord, because He's wondrous. He's awesome. I've hiked up in the mountains before, and you get over a rise, and you look down on these lakes, and you go, my gosh. I've seen pictures of them, but to partake of their beauty is just a whole nother level. And my God did that. He's wondrous. He's wondrous. I need to praise Him at all times. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, God is good. Men shall speak of your might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Why do we praise God? Because He's good. We praise God because He's righteous. Let me say that a different way. We praise God because He's right. I say we praise God because He's right. He's not necessarily looking for your opinion. He's looking for your praise. Because He's right. Glory to God. Look at another reason that we praise Him is the Lord is gracious, verse 8, and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. How many think that's something worth praising Him for? The Bible says it's by grace that you've been saved, not of yourself, but it's a gift from Him. Right? He's gracious. God's been gracious to me. You know what I have earned from God? Nothing. You know what God owes me? Nothing. But He's graciously given to me His love, His mercy, His Son, His goodness. Come on, just praise the Lord. That's what I want to hear. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord because He's been good to me. Praise God, He's been good to me. Praise God, His grace is over me. Praise God, His goodness has been made known to me. Praise God, He has done so many good things for me that's just beyond the pale. He takes care of me. I said, He takes care of me. And I like this part. He's gracious and full of compassion. What does compassion mean? Well, compassion is love in action, but really, compassion is somebody that looks at somebody else and sees their need and says, you know, I need to take care of that. With what's in me and what's at my resources, to the best of my ability, I want to help that. And God doesn't have compassion, He's full of it. He's full of compassion. But watch this. You have to begin to understand that compassion is available to be poured out on you if you'll allow it. Well, one of the keys to getting us to the place where we even acknowledge it is the fact that I praise Him for His compassion. Come on, God's been good to me. I said, God has been good to me. Hallelujah. Verse 9 says, "The Lord is good to all, and His tender mercies are over all His works." Why do we praise Him? Because He's good. And He's good to all. I don't know if you figured it out yet, but you're part of the all. All includes you. All includes me. All includes everybody that you're going to see today. You're going to see tomorrow. You're going to see the next day. Everybody that you've ever seen, good or bad, He's good to. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't want any wimpy praise either. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My friend Gary, who's now in heaven, he called me up. He's so funny. He's great. But we'd have praise fits together. What I mean, we just start saying, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, and at first you're kind of going, but by the end of it, joy came, peace came. There was something inside of your spirit that was being released because your praise was going. We need to have glory fits every once in a while. What does that look like? Hallelujah, glory to God. Praise the Lord. Come on. God lives on the inside of me. God is at work in me. Nothing's impossible to me because God is gracious. He's full of love. He's full of compassion. And it's toward me. It's toward you. It's toward everybody. But listen, I'm going to receive it rather than refuse it. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. I'll take that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'll take some of that, Lord. All your works shall praise you, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power. When's the last time you sat down, hey, you know what? We need to talk about His kingdom. Let's have a conversation around the power of God. Instead of, I got troubles, whoa, whoa, right? Come on, start speaking to your mountain about the goodness of your God. Praise. I don't know how I'm getting out of this, Lord, but you're with me. Glory to God, hallelujah. Here's what the banker said, but glory to God, you'll supply all of my needs. I just got to praise you and thank you for your goodness over me. Come on. I don't know how this is going to happen. I don't know how you're going to straighten this mess out. God, forgive me for my part of the mess, but I'm just going to worship you and honor you and thank you because you're with me. And you're full of compassion. And I'm going to talk about your kingdom because you're ruling in my heart. You're ruling in my life. You're my Lord. You're my King. And then I'm going to talk about your power because you are well able to do everything that I need to have happen. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, it says, "And He is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, having sufficiency in all things, will be able to give liberally to all good works." That's not just talking about money. All grace for all things. Praise the Lord. That's toward me, man. Glory to God. We don't have any lack. We have a lack of believing and receiving. And I think part of that is because we don't acknowledge what He's already done and then praise Him for what He can do. Because His kingdom of heaven is not out there somewhere and now dwells on the inside of me. And the kingdom of God is full of righteousness and peace and love and joy and long-suffering. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The fruit of the Spirit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit is what's produced by the Spirit through the seed that is poured into. The Holy Spirit's not up there going, I just want to let you know, I'm love, joy, peace, love. You know, I mean, He is all of that, don't get me wrong. But really what's happening here is He wants you to know that if you're walking in the Spirit, this will be an outflow of who you are in Me. So rather than say the fruit of the Spirit, I think it would be good for us to acknowledge, I now have the fruit of the Spirit. I walk in goodness. I walk in peace. I walk in mercy. I walk in long-suffering. That's who I am. That's who I am, because that's who He is. And I'm in Him, and His kingdom is what I live in. Woo! Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Verse 12, make known to the sons of men His mighty acts and the glorious mystery of His kingdom. When's the last time you gave God credit to somebody outside of church for what He's doing in your life? Come on, when's the last time, you know, somebody, maybe a staunch sinner that doesn't believe in God, they might even be an atheist, and they might hate you for even using His name, but when's the last time that you gave God the credit for the goodness of His mercy over you to that person? Woo! Let's make praise infectious in our surroundings. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to let God shine. I want God's goodness to be on the marquee. I want everybody to know that God is good to Bruce. Amen. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. How many are upset with what's going on today? Nobody? Well, praise God that we got. No, I mean, we all are. We don't like what's going on. And I could talk to you about endless things that absolutely make me sick, but what I'm saying is His dominion endures forever. He's not fallen off the throne, right? It's not like you know, the devil's in the lead right now, right? No. God is on the throne, and He's waiting. There's coming a day when sin will have you know, lived out its life, and God's going to say, "That's enough. It's over." But I'm still in dominion. You know, the Bible says because you're in Christ that you should no longer let sin have dominion over you. What does that mean? Those habits that you just have, that anger that you put up with, right? That jealousy that you deal with, that gossip that you get involved with. You ought to praise God and say, God, I thank You that Your kingdom is living on the inside of me, and I'm putting those things to death. Flesh, I'm crucifying You. I'm not allowing You in my life because I'm just going to praise His kingdom. And I can't praise God and curse man at the same time. It doesn't work. So God, I'm just going to emphasize the praise in my life rather than the trouble in my life. Come on, anybody identify with anything that I'm saying? Glory to God. Glory to God. Look at this verse 14. Woo! The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectancy to You, and You give them their food in the due season. You open Your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing. Praise God! He's the one who satisfies me. He's the one who takes care of me. He's the one that picks me up when I'm having a pity party. He's the one who picks me up when I mess up. He's the one when I fall, when I'm bowed down, when I feel like quitting. He's the one that's there saying, no, get up because I'm still with You. One foot in front of the other. Try it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Come on, You can do it. You can make it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God because He's never given up on me. He's never going to let me down. He's never going to let me go under. Glory to God. I can't help but go over because I'm in Him and He's already won. Glory to God. Woo! Glory to God. Why do we praise Him? Because of His goodness, because of His mercy, because of His power, because of the majesty of His kingdom. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 17, it says, "The Lord is righteous in all His ways, gracious in all His work. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him, and to all who call upon Him in truth. He will fulfill the desires of those who fear Him." He will. Did you just hear that? Somebody said, "Well, you never know what God's going to do." If you put God in His proper place and stand in awe and reverence of Him, He'll put desires in you. And when He puts the desires in you, then if you'll meditate on those, He'll give you the faith to see it produced in this life. Because God wants to shine through you. God wants His glory to be manifest in you. Praise the Lord. God, I'm one that You can use. I'm one that You can use. I'm one that You can use. Glory. Glory to God. Glory to God. Verse 20 says, "The Lord preserves all who love Him, but all the wicked will destroy." Look at this, verse 21. "And make this yours, my mouth," everybody say, "my mouth, shall speak the praise of the Lord." Do you mean it? Come on, do you mean it? Or are you just saying it? "My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name forever and ever." What does that mean? Well, it means many things. Because there's coming a day when every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. Everybody at some point, they might be an atheist right now, but they're going to someday have to acknowledge the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Right? They are. But watch this. "My mouth shall speak of the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless His holy name." What does that mean? Someday, somebody is going to have to say, you know, He is kind of eccentric and He is kind of overboard with His praise, but man, there's something about His life that is blessed. There's something about His life where God is at work. God's doing something in Him that I'm not having happen in my life. And at some point, I'm going to have to ask, how in the world can you do that when you've gone through this? Right? I can do it because He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my champion. He's my everything. Glory to God. I want to tell you, come on. Well, how did you go through that? Do you have a minute? Because I'm going to tell you how I got through that. I'm going to tell you how I can praise Him in the middle of the storm. I can tell because I've seen the glory of God. I've seen His love. I've seen His mercy. And I can tell you in advance, even though I'm in the middle of the struggle, that I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging for bread. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for all You've done. I want to praise Your holy name for Your goodness and Your mercy, for Your love, for Your kingdom, for Your power. I want to praise You. I want to praise You. I want to praise You so that others see and others can join in. Go back up to verse 2. "I will bless Your name forever and ever." Verse 1. "Every day I will bless You and I will praise Your name forever and ever." Every day. Every day. Not when times are just low or high. It's like, I'm going to stay on the same plan. I'm going to praise Him. 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 What would it be like if every time somebody called you and they were talking to you about all their troubles and you just said, "Well, praise the Lord." They might hang up. "Praise the Lord." No, I knew a man who was a great man of faith, and I mean, They had to believe God for millions of dollars to come in just to sustain the work that God had coming for them. So it's kind of like there were days where the bills were there and it's like, what are we going to do, Dad? His son would go, what are we going to do, Dad? He said, well, it looks like another opportunity for God to display Himself mightily on our behalf. See, he didn't look at the struggle that he was going through. He looked to the God who got him through the last one that will get through the next one. Come on. Let's look to the hills where our help comes from. Come on, we can praise Him in the middle of the storm. Glory to God. Look at verse 146, verse 1. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I like that. Praise, you got to tell yourself what to do. Because sometimes your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions don't want to praise Him. Lord, you don't understand. How come this happened to me? Lord, that woman you gave me. I can say that because she's in Kansas right now. But Lord, she probably is. Stop all of that. Just stop it. Knock it off. And begin to praise God for His goodness rather than complaining about where you're at. Because in your complaining, you're emphasizing where you are. In your praising, you're emphasizing where you're headed. Glory to God. glory to God. I don't let my emotions rule me. I've got to rule my emotions by keeping Him at the forefront of everything that I think, everything that I do, everything that I'm going through. Come on. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Soul, listen to me. You're going to praise the Lord. But I don't want to. Shut up. No, I'm serious. No, you don't get a choice here. You're going to praise the Lord anyway. While I live, verse 2, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Let's go over that. It's really tricky. While I live, everybody breathing in here? The minute that you stop breathing, then you could quit praising Him here. Yeah, absolutely. Then the whole different type of praise is going to be going on, let me tell you. But as long as I, so if I'm alive, then praise is going to be in my life. Thank you. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Hallelujah. Some people say, well, I can't sing. Quit telling yourself that. Come on. And God loves your heart. Just one story and then I'll close. Maybe. I don't want to lie. So watch this. Some of you have heard this story before. But there was a man of God. He was the author of The Cross and the Switchblade by David Wilkerson. He co-wrote it with him. I'm blanking on his name. But back in the day when the full gospel businessmen were going, he was in Florida at a full gospel businessman. Well, it was a kind of a retirement community. So he says, there were just all these old geezers there, right? And he said they got up for the praise and worship portion of it. And he said there was a guy with a guitar, a guy with a fiddle, and a guy with something else, maybe an old bass, something. He said, but they got up and they started playing, and they were all playing an instrument, but they were all in different keys. And they were all over the place. I mean, they were just awful. It was just, that kind of... And so, Jamie Buckingham was his name. And so God's, he's sitting there, he's going, oh God, stop this so I can just preach and get over. And the Lord spoke to his heart and says, Jamie, what do you think of this? Well, a minute the question was asked, he knew he was in trouble, right? But he had to be honest with God. He said, oh, God. He said, "Oh God, this is awful." And God said, "Jamie, I love it because they're worshiping me with all their heart." So don't let other people's opinion, or even an opinion that you have of yourself, stop you from worshiping the Lord your God. Come on. The Lord, and we won't get that today. We'll see if I can continue this next week. It'll depend on how much you do what I'm telling you. But anyway, watch this. The Bible says to sing the Lord a new song. Why? It's because you have a song that nobody else has. And your song, that new song, is supposed to be birthed out of a relationship that you're having with Him. Right? And you think, well, yeah, but Pastor, you sing all the time. I don't sing that much. Well, do it. Just begin to sing. You know, just take the word of the carpenters. I don't care if it's not good enough for anyone else to sing. Just sing. Sing a song. Come on. Why? Because singing puts emotion behind what you're saying. Are you with me? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. He's with me, there's no doubt. Come on. I will bless the Lord at all times. He's worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. His joy I will raise. Come on. Hallelujah. 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 See, you don't have to be very smart. All you got to do is sing hallelujah. Right? But coming from your heart, it's brand new to Him. Have you ever noticed, and back in the day, when I first got saved, this was almost everywhere you went. It ended up with, "Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah." And you just sense the presence of God just falling. And the more you stayed in it, the more it just fell. Why? Because the heart of the people were coming out with just one word. And you know what hallelujah means? It's come from the word halal, and really what it means is to praise Adonai. So all you're doing is praise the Lord, 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 praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's praise Him more. Let's praise Him more. Come on, let's praise Him more. Get up tomorrow, praise Him. When you want to yell at somebody, start praising the Lord instead. Right? When you want to scream at yourself and tell yourself how worthless you are and how you must have made all the mistakes and how... Listen, you get that on you, nobody's going to want to be around you. So get that off of you by putting on the garment of praise. Help somebody out who's down by saying, "Well, let's praise the Lord." Come on, let's begin to praise the Lord. And then you start telling them what God's done in your life. Right? I got up today and I started breathing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I was lost, but now I'm found. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I was on my way to hell, but now I'm on my way to heaven. I got something to praise God for. I will praise the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Amen. Y'all get something this morning? Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father, I just want to apologize to you because I haven't shown you the gratefulness that you deserve. You've been so good to me. You've never left me. You've never forsaken me. Even when I denied you, even when I was of a mind, God, if there is a God, you graciously called me to yourself. I remember the day, Lord, where you displayed yourself to me by just letting your presence be known in me. And you answered questions that I had in my mind, and it just so amazing. But I remember the day that you came into my heart. And everything changed. I knew that my life was completely different. There may be people, Lord, that are listening to my voice right now who've never made you the Lord of their lives and they're not living for you as they should. And Lord, I just pray right now that you would touch them and speak to them like you spoke to me. When I said, God, if there is a God, would you do this? You did. So if you're out there and you're sincerely seeking God, you don't know if He exists, or just ask Him and then wait. And He'll show you Himself somehow, some way, because He loves you. Be blessed in Jesus' name. If you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, just talk to Him and say, Father, I need you in my heart. I've sinned and I repent of those sins. And I ask you to become Lord of my life. If you do that, your eternal destiny will be changed. Thank you for joining us. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah.